Hey, I'm just letting you know that in February 2023, I am speaking at my friend Andy Storch's event in Sonoma, California. It's called the Talent Development Think Tank. I'll be running a session on marketing your workshops. And on day three, I'll be hosting the 2-hour workshop blueprint session. I'd love to see you there. Head on over to leannehughes.com/think tank. Enjoy the episode.
Life's too short, so you're here to work and live large. Here's your host with nothing to lose, Leanne Hughes.
Hello and welcome to the show. I'm your host, Leanne Hughes. On today's 2x Tuesday, I'm exploring a question that people ask me an awful lot, which is, hey, how do you get meetings with people who have no time? How do you get meetings with people who have no time? So I'll explore that on the episode. Before I jump in, I don't know if you've listened to episode one where I'm in Vegas talking about plans and what I'm thinking. So with the evolution of this show, 2x Tuesday, now that I've got a rhythm and a cadence and I've got my own sort of process around how to distill ideas into four quadrants, I did that by just posting these every week for 6 weeks. Now I'm going to move to a fortnightly. That in the US means bi-weekly. So every 2 weeks, you'll get a 2x Tuesday. Every other Tuesday, you'll get an interview with someone who I just find incredible in the way that they work and live large. And what you'll hear from these guests is that they all have their own definitions. There is no one way. It's not all about going all out and flying on private jets or anything like that. It's like everyone's personal idea and philosophy on work and live large and what that means to them and ideas on how you can do it as well. I hope you enjoyed this one about getting time on people's calendars. And let me know your thoughts. Shoot me an email, hello@leannehughes.com. Send me a message on Instagram @LeanneHughes. Comment on YouTube. Subscribe. Oh my gosh, all the platforms. And of course, LinkedIn as well. Show notes for this episode and all of the podcast episodes are available at podcast.leannehughes.com. Enjoy this one. This week, I'm tackling the question, how do you get time with someone who has no time? Now, even with that question, I want to challenge it because there's always time. It's all a matter of priority. And I think you might have heard that before. What really reminds me of that is Wordle. All these people on Twitter that I know are insanely busy people. And myself, like I've got a never-ending to-do list. Yet there's always time in my day to do a Wordle because it is a priority to me. So in this example, I'm going to map what it takes to get a meeting with someone who has no time, to get that time in their calendar. When I was thinking about this question, I thought of two things that are actually really important when it comes to getting time. And on the y-axis, I'm going to put the word interest. Interest. And then on the x-axis is your relationship to this person. Okay, so relationship is on the x-axis. On the y-axis is interest. So on the y, up the top here, we have the, in their interest, right? So their interest, W-I-I-F-M, what's in it for them? What's in it for me? And down the bottom is self-interest. So is the meeting that you're initiating, is it in your self-interest or in their interest? We'll talk more about definitions and how you can create it in their interest. And then in relationships, I think this is quite obvious. Are you known to them or are you unknown, right? So known is on the far right and unknown to the left. Okay, let's map this out. We have our four quadrants moving. So up the top here, I think top right is again just the place of ambition. If you're known to them and this meeting is really about, it's really in their best interest to catch up with you, that's probably the easiest option. So I'm going to actually map these from ease of access from 1 through to 4, 1 being the easiest. 2 and 3 were really difficult for me to determine. I think there's some context that plays into it. However, I'm going to actually and say this. If you are unknown to them, but you've really pitched in their self-interest, I think that's actually number 2. There might be a greater chance that you'll get that time with them. 3, again, this was very close, 2 and 3, is if you're known to them, but it's in your self-interest to meet with them more than their interests, I think that's number 3. And number 4 is if you're unknown to them and it's in your self-interest, that makes it really tough to get time. So what am I labeling these quadrants? Top right, number 1, I would say lock it in. You get the time, it's locked in. Number 2, this is where they have the interest for them to meet up with you. It's in their self-interest, even though you're an unknown quantity, because they're curious. Tell me more. I'll provide examples in a moment. bottom right here, we have they're known to you, but it's in your self-interest. So it seems like a favor, right? So they're doing you a favor to catch up. And bottom left is a bit of a lottery. I mean, if you get a meeting, all the best, but you really need to either ramp up one or the other side to get that. All right, so here we go. Lock it in. Curious, tell me more. I'll do this as a favor. Boy, this is a lottery. We'll see what happens. Lock it in. I think I don't need to explore any more about that. You know them and it's in their interests. Let's talk about interests a bit more. Anything you try, if you try to convince someone of doing something, it's really hard to do if you do it from your own way of thinking. You've really got to think about what is in their interest. So the reason I think for me with podcasting, I ended up getting a lot of conversations with people on my previous podcast and now this new podcast interviews that will be coming out because I'm giving them a platform. Their interest is that they'll get their message exposed to more people as a result of having a conversation, right? So it's in their self-interest to do that as opposed to me saying, hey, let's just jump in, let's have a virtual coffee, which they might have like hundreds of those invitations. If you say, let's record this for a podcast, they're more inclined to do that. But their interest doesn't have to be all about like how many people are listening and all of that as well. It could be more about, oh, cool, I'm actually interested in meeting interesting people around the world and, oh, I'm curious about what you do. So it's not all about the rational side of it. What kind of experience can you offer? One example that I'm reminded of was, and I can't remember the specifics, but I will retell the story related to number two. I'm curious, tell me more. This is when you're unknown to them and you're appealing to their self-interest. It was on the Jordan Harbinger show, and he was sharing how one of his clients ended up getting a meeting with someone at a conference. Again, I don't know the specific details, but this guy was trying to meet up with one of the speakers, and he went onto his LinkedIn profile and discovered the speaker enjoyed playing squash. So what he did was he reached out to the speaker and said, hey, I know you're traveling to my hometown. You probably want to play a game of squash when you're here. I'll play with you, or I'll show you the squash courts or whatever. I can't remember exactly what it was. But he ended up getting like one-on-one time playing squash with this famous speaker just by finding out a bit more about that speaker's self-interest. So it doesn't have to be all about, oh, the platform you're on or like what you've done in your life or anything like that. It's appealing to what does this person like as a human. And that can be things outside of work. So my first time facilitated podcast, some of the stuff that I'm not saying this is an ask by any means, but you know, I share that I love long lunches and drinking cocktails by the water and that type of thing and talking to cool people. So that is in my self-interest. If you can offer that, that's amazing. But everyone has their own ideas of what that would look like. So it's up to you when you're trying to figure out who you can connect with. It's just trying to really dig in. And it doesn't really take a lot. It could just be looking at a LinkedIn profile. It could be reading their books or listening to their articles or anything like that and just getting a sense of what that is. And if they're a colleague as well, just think about like, what do they do for exercise? Like, do they enjoy dogs? I don't know. What is it that could potentially give you the leverage to get time with that person? So it's really, again, seeing people as sort of beyond who they are in with their career and what are they like as humans. And if you can connect over that in some way and appeal to that self-interest, you definitely are in much more so than if you are asking them a request based on what you want. In The Seven Habits, Kobe talks about relationships being like bank accounts. And of course, that sounds very transactional where you're depositing to withdraw. And I don't love the analogy, but there is an element of truth to it. And so in this time, like time itself is such a precious resource, right? Let's talk about number three as a favor. You can definitely use this and ask this, particularly if you've got strong relationships with people, you're known to them, you've invested in the context of your relationship will really be dependent on this. If we've got strong relationships, you can rely on people. There's, you know, just being very generous with their time and things like that. At the same time, we're talking about how easy is it to get time in that person's calendar? And I would say it's yes, if you've got a strong relationship and you've got something in their self-interest, it's going to be a lot easier. And look, honestly, their self-interest might be because they like hanging out with you so much that it's a joy for them to jump on a call with you or to grab a coffee with you, right? So that's when you have like that strong peer-to-peer relationship. They get value from hanging out with you. And I don't really want to talk about it as value add. But this is because it's 2x2 by the nature of it. It is a little bit transactional when we try and distill a question like this into these four elements. And the fourth one is it's a lottery. So I think in that instance, If it is a lottery, you don't know this person, a couple of things you can do. You can take either axis, right? So the first one is, how could you become known to that person? Through an introduction by someone that they already know, like, and trust. So is there anyone within, like, the second network that could introduce you and refer you over? Or can you think about, like, who they are, what they like, and then go through the interest as well? And as Jordan Harbinger says, and he's the reason I've referred to him a bit in this episode, is because he always talks about digging the well before you get thirsty. So before asking for their time, what can you offer? What can you share with them? So they know you, then they like you because you're being of service and helpful before you ask for something. So those are the four elements. We've got how do you get time in someone's calendar when they have no time? Two elements, interests, always appeal to their self-interest. So try and cast what you want aside. It's still important, but even more important is what they might be after. And then the second one is the relationship, the context of how connected are you to that person already? Are you known to them? Do you have a strong brand with them, a great relationship? Are you an unknown commodity, not even on their radar yet? And the four different elements. Number one, lock it in. Two, curious, tell me more. Three, okay, this is a favor, let's do this. And four, it's a bit of a lottery. Hope this helps. Look forward to chatting to you next time. You're the best. Thank you so much for tuning in to Work and Live Large. I really appreciate you. If you know someone in your network and you think, oh my gosh, they've got so much potential, like, I want them to live and work larger, send them this episode. I think they might appreciate it. I also appreciate hearing from you, your feedback, your thoughts, your questions, anything. You can shoot me an email, hello@leannehughes.com, or find me on LinkedIn, just search for Leanne Hughes. Stay up to date with all the episodes by heading on over to leannehughes.com/subscribe, and all the best with your week as you go around living it up.